Hi, folks. No Amy tonight. It's Jay Berman filling in. 855-212-4CBS. It's a four-hour ear bleed. Anthony and Pete alongside. We are coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Lots to get to. We'll dive right in. Believe it or not, a black dude and a white dude made out yesterday on live television, and it was totally awesome. Awesome blossom. Unless you're Don Jones of the Miami Dolphins, in which case the safety tweeted one word after seeing the St. Louis Rams pick Michael Sam and then Sam celebrate with his boyfriend. Jones tweeted, quote, horrible. And of course, to no one's surprise, the tweet was taken down just a short time later. On a side note, I'm pretty sure I've got a way to fix that. Why don't we just get rid of the ability to delete tweets? Not that Jones tweeted that with the idea of deleting it, but if you add that sense of permanence, maybes could enter the picture. And then just maybe guys won't be stupid. Perhaps with no buffer, people will stop and think before they actually tweet like a doofus. All right, so not so coincidentally, the Dolphins, always up for a good bullying session, are they not? Haven't brought up Richie Incognito in a while, and we won't, despite the fact that I just did.
Don't!
All right, so it goes on. After the draft, Dolphins general manager Dennis Hickey said he was made aware of Jones's tweet. Quote, I was disappointed in those comments, Hickey said. That's not what we stand for as an organization. The draft weekend is the culmination for so many players of their lifetime achievement of their dream to achieve their goal. For Michael Sam, for all the other players, it's such a great celebration as they begin their future. We're going to sit down with Don Jones and address the tweet appropriately. By the way, who the heck is Don Jones? Come back to me, Donnie. Come back to me. All right, so back to the more important story of obviously Sam becoming the first openly gay player to be drafted by an NFL team. And let's break this down because I think it's deeper than just a white dude and a black dude making out. Was it emotional? Yes. Was it great? Yes. Was it fun to see Sam excited? Yes. Was it fun to see his family there? Yes. Were you proud of the Rams for doing what no other team in the league had done up until that point? Yes. But as I said, there's more to it than that. Lots of experts and lots of reaction on Twitter suggested that both Jeff Fisher, head coach of the Rams, and Les Snead, general manager of the Rams, should be praised and lauded for drafting Sam. Let's slow down a bit here, folks. Let's get something straight. Yes, Fisher's a good guy. And yes, from all accounts, so is Les Snead. Don't know either of them personally. I've never spoken to either of them personally. But from all the suggestions from everyone in the business, good guys. But in no way was the pick made out of the goodness of their heart, folks. In no way was the selection made for public relations. Those happen to be byproducts of the choice, but by no means the sole reason. Don't be fooled. Fisher and Snead came together and made the selection because they feel he has a chance to be an effective pro. There's a bite that John Fast played at the top of the hour. If Pete or Anthony could fire this up, it is Les Snead talking about what they referred to Sam as a DPR, designated pass rusher. And this is a terrific bite. It's a noteworthy bite, and it's a bite we're going to play for you right now.
I mean, when you talk about Michael Sam, you put him in our category of DPR, which is designated pass rusher. That's what he fits in our scheme, and obviously we like to rush the passer, so we didn't discuss him like, you know, any different than any other player.
All right, now look. Do you expect Les Snead to come out and say, yeah, we drafted him because he's gay and it's going to be a PR home run. No. Even if that was true, which it's not, he wouldn't say that. The point is that people need to realize that in no way did Fisher and Snead get together and say, this is good for us. This will sell tickets. No. He's a football player, folks. And what I don't get, and I didn't get right after the draft selection was made, was that people were suggesting that this is a great day and almost equating, and I'll extrapolate here a bit, but almost equating Snead and Fisher to the likes of Branch Rickey, who, of course, signed Jackie Robinson and eventually promoted Jackie Robinson from AAA to the major leagues, thus breaking the color barrier in professional baseball, or at least in the major leagues. That's not what happened here, folks. Fisher's running a football team. Snead's running an NFL organization. They aren't there for your love tweets. They aren't there to get you to like them. That has nothing to do with it. Now, I think there are some coincidental factors that played a part. Like, St. Louis is not very far from Columbia, Missouri. He's obviously familiar with the region, with the neck of the woods. So that's a, you know what? That's a positive. That's a, you know what? He's a good pass rusher. This might help.
You can put it on the board. Yes.
Exactly. So please, and it doesn't mean that if they hit a home run football-wise that they shouldn't be lauded for that, but we can't do that yet. As much as you want to do draft grades and winners and losers at this point in time, we should be doing winners and losers and draft grades from the 2009 and 2010 draft. But we never do that. We do that the day after, hours after, which is ridiculous. Just
that's
ridiculous.
What she said.
Exactly. Thank you, Pete Hoffman. It's crazy. 855-212-4CBS. Does that mean I'm not happy for Michael Sam? No, of course I am. It's tremendous. As I told you at the top of the show, a black dude and a white dude were making out on TV, and it was awesome. I'm sure millions of you idiots out there thought it was disgusting. Well, that's why you're an idiot. Now that I got that off my chest, 855-212-4CBS. Obviously, NFL draft questions are on the table tonight for you, the listener. You can also tweet at me at Jay Berman, JayBerman, and we'll get to your tweets. We'll get to your phone calls. Also have some splendid guests coming up here on CBS Sports Radio. Just a couple of minutes. We'll get Zach Harper up from CBSSports.com. Talk about the NBA. Let me just say this about the NBA, because we'll get into the games from earlier tonight and obviously look ahead to later today as well. Let me just say this, though. In regards to the NBA, and it's not the first time the NBA has had to go through this, but the blessing is the curse with the NBA. And let me tell you what I mean. And I'll back it up with when it happened the first time. The blessing was Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan put the NBA on his back, and it just took off. But what happened because of Michael Jordan's popularity is that everybody wanted to play like Michael. So then it became more than slowly, in fact, quickly, the NBA became a one-on-one game, became a one-on-one sport. And that's what the NBA is now, and it stinks. From my point of view, it stinks. I don't love that.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Exactly. I've said that once. I've said it twice. I'll say it again. All right. So, point is, Michael Jordan was great, but the byproduct, the result was not great basketball, at least to me. Now, here is the blessing for the NBA. LeBron James. Much like Michael Jordan. But here's the problem. Here is the problem. Is that LeBron James is so great, he can put the NBA on his back. Does anybody really think that the Heat aren't going to win? I defy you to come up with a good reason as to why the Heat won't win. 855-212-4CBS. They're just not going to win anybody else. The Heat will lose a game in every series they play. And Brooklyn Net fans get lost. Okay, so you hit, what, 342 threes tonight or last night. It's the only reason you won. They can't win every single game, although I would predict them to win every single game. The point is, it's so great that LeBron is LeBron because he's made the NBA even more popular than it was before, which is almost impossible. But at the same time, these series are not in doubt. You know who's going to win. And by the way, despite the fact that we have pro wrestling that somehow is gaining popularity by the minute, despite the fact that Anthony Pierno is a fan of it, despite all that, what makes sports lame is when you know the outcome before the outcome takes place. At least to me. It's one of the great things about the NFL is that everybody's on a level playing field. You don't know who's going to win. We all know who's going to win the NBA Finals. It's going to be LeBron. It's going to be the Heat. So LeBron is great for the NBA, but is he? Is he really? 855-212-4CBS. We'll turn our attention to the playoff games because there were some more doozies. Can anyone stop the Spurs besides the Heat? It's Jay Berman filling in for Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going all the way till 6 a.m. Eastern time. And no, I did not take a nap, and I am, you know what, tired. Anthony Pierno, despite the fact that he's ruggedly handsome, is not tired. And for that,
first, I plan to soil myself. Then I'm going to regroup and come up with a new plan.
Exactly. All right, coming up next here on CBS Sports Radio, our very own Zach Harper from CBSSports.com will break down the games from earlier tonight. Spurs with another win. The Nets won like kissing your sister. It's like a tie. It's a pointless outcome because the Heat are going to win. And, of course, your phone calls at 855-212-4CBS. I can see people are lighting them up. Lighting them up! We'll come back next with Zach Harper here on CBS Sports Radio.